1958, Gardner Hall. The first African-American female academic staff member, Miss Justina Williams, was hired to work in the Department of Genetics Drosophila Research Lab. Many African-Americans had worked at State prior to Williams' appointment. However, they primarily worked in the custodial or food service positions, making Williams' position a groundbreaking one for African-American women at the college. One example of prior female African-American employee is Aunt Ellen McGuire, who began working at NC State in 1889. Miss McGuire worked at State for 50 years, retiring in 1939. According to a 1939 Technician article, McGuire was born into slavery on a North Carolina plantation. Although McGuire maintained many responsibilities while the college employed her, she spent a lot of her time working in the infirmary. 1958 was an eventful year for race relations in North Carolina at large, as Robeson County played host to the Battle of Maxton Field, in which the Lumbee Indians drove the Ku Klux Klan out of the county.